Rodney, how much easier is it for a defense when your offense is controlling the ball that long and able to get a little break and also have some time to sort of adjust to what you're seeing?
Well, I mean, it was good because it gave us the opportunity to get some rest. And I think from a defensive standpoint, when they came out and we got down early, just some extra time to come on the sideline and really get some adjustments taken care of, and gave us the ability to calm down because, I mean, we were kind of all over the place initially. And then with the offense controlling the ball of possession time, it really gave us that chance just to calm down and get things together.
Rodney, you guys did a really good job on third downs. I know that had been a point of emphasis. In your mind, what was the difference yesterday as compared to other points in the season where it hadn't been there for you guys in terms of getting on the field?
You know, I think coverage is a combination of pass rush as well as covering down the field, and our guys up front gave us an opportunity to give us the time to cover, and I think the guys were a lot more aggressive. We do a lot of the routes that they were trying to do, and you're able to just play aggressive and make some plays on the ball, and we just went out there and competed.
How much of that in your mind, Rodney, was that you guys were able to put them in some third and longs and slow down the run and really kind of take Gore out of the game?
Well, I think every week your number one responsibility, I think this is with any NFL defense, the fact that you have to take away the run. You cannot give them an opportunity to pass the ball as well as run the ball, especially with a guy, Mike Martz's offense, which, you know, deals with so much trickery, deep routes, intermediate routes, screen game. It's so tough to try to dictate what he's trying to do. So our point of emphasis is take away the run, number one, and then be able to be very competitive on the passes down the field. And initially we weren't, but as we calmed down, we played a lot better.
Rodney, there were a lot of different people involved in the dime package. Wheatley, Will Height, Gary Guyton. How do you think they acquitted themselves in the time that they were on the field?
I don't know. I mean, that's, you ask Coach Belichick that. I just take care of what I got to take care of, and communicating with the guys back there. And I let the coaches coach them. So just ask Coach Belichick exactly how someone played, because that's not really for me to judge.
Rodney, how about just in general, though, that dime package? It seemed like we saw that more in this game than we had in the previous three. How did you feel just being in that package maybe allowed you guys to maybe attack a little bit more or maybe cover better?
No, I mean, just, you know, when they have their four athletic guys out there as wide receiver, we have to have a number of athletic guys to match up with them. And, you know, sometimes you win those matchups, sometimes you don't. Like I said before, it's a matter of us just going out there, being competitive. I thought guys, Ellis and Delta and Jonathan Will Height, you know, and myself, we competed against those guys. I mean, this is a good team, and they got a lot of good skilled players and very underrated. So to be able to go out there and you know, compete with those guys, I mean, it's huge because, I mean, they're good. I mean, people across the country may not think so, but they're going to win a lot of ball games year, and you know, as well as with Mike Martz, I mean, with his expertise on, you know, trying to showcase certain things and route combinations and things of that sort. So I think the guys overall, we did a pretty good job.
Rodney, is it nice to have a relatively normal week to prepare for a team like San Diego?
Yeah, no question. You know, I think, you know, to play a game like this, such a physical game, long grinding game, and then have to fly back 6 hours to the East Coast, you know, and try to get yourself reacclimated, get some rest, practice a few days, and fly right back. I thought that was probably the dumbest thing we could possibly do. So, you know, for us to practice, I mean, to play a game and then come back and really be able to sleep in, get our rest, hydrate, and get guys some bumps and inches, some bumps and bruises, getting that taken care of. I thought it's really nice to be on a regular schedule, knowing that you don't have to fly 6 hours, anticipating that while you're playing a football game. Like, God, golly, have to fly 6 hours to the East Coast. So I think it's great for us. I mean, I'm 35 years old, so I need to feel as good as possible.
I mean, just the way you guys played, you mentioned it in the beginning, you felt like you guys were maybe a little helter-skelter. Was it encouraging to you that you guys were able to make those in-game adjustments this game, where maybe the last game you had played, you had some difficulty making those in-game adjustments?
Well, I think, you know, once again, I think we were playing on our heels because we, I mean, as you study film, but you understand that Mike March, I mean, you never know what he's going to do. He can come out with a 4 wide receiver package, 5 wide receiver package, or just regular base 21 personnel. So I think initially we were trying to find our way, as you know, and maybe dipping our feet into the water, testing the water, instead of jumping right into it. You know, if you play football, you can't test the waters. You got to go out there. You got to jump right in. You got to be very, play very confident and just play football. And once we settled down, I thought we did a pretty good job of making adjustments, communicating, and just making plays on the ball.
Thank you, Rodney. We've got two other players waiting here, so I'm going to take the phone, give it to Kevin Falk, and we'll continue with Kevin Falk.
Hey, hello.
Kevin, do you think you're going to be the darling of the fantasy leagues now that you've scored twice on the goal line?
I have no control over that.
Kevin, I just want to ask you, and I don't know if you answered this yesterday, but just, you know, you passed Terry Glenn for fifth on the all-time list in receptions. Just when you came back here way back when, I think in 99 or so, did you ever think you'd get that high on the pass reception list as a running back?
I think when you come into the league, you don't think about anything like that. You just think about helping your team, and the way this team is set up, that's all it is. You know, just about helping your team win games and, you know, continue on.
Kevin, how good was it last couple weeks, last couple games? You guys had struggled to get touchdowns from the red zone to be perfect yesterday and to get the ball across in the end zone.
Well, I think every game that you play, you know, you try to improve, and this week we tried to improve our red zone offense. And I think we worked hard on it, and it, you know, showed a little bit of difference. We just got to keep it consistent and keep moving.
Kevin, Bill Belichick mentioned yesterday that it might have been back in the fourth grade was the last time you had 2 rushing touchdowns in a game. Was he right on his research on that one?
That might have been one of the times that Bill was a little incorrect. I think it was in college that it happened, though.
Do you actually remember the game by any chance?
No, I don't remember. Nah, that's kind of far back for me. I just, you know, I barely can remember what happened a couple of weeks ago.
Kevin, I know you're joking about Bill being a little incorrect, but safe to assume Bill must not be a big SEC football fan if he was saying fourth grade was the last time he scored 2 touchdowns.
Well, I think he's a big SEC football fan, I think, because we have a lot of guys on the SEC that's on the team, so I can't even say that.
Kevin, you know, you're a big part of the offense and also that 2-minute package, and we saw it at the end of that second quarter when you guys sort of shifted into that 2-minute offense. You know, with Tom Brady, it was sort of a given, you know, that you guys would move the ball down the field, and this was really the first time we saw it with Matt. How did you feel that drive went with Matt, you know, at quarterback, that 2-minute drive?
Well, I think it's just about everybody, you know, doing their job, getting everything done correctly, and, you know, not trying to do too much. And I think that's what we got to understand as an offense and as a football team.
What did you see from Matt in that drive that maybe gave you confidence? Because that's probably one of the toughest things for a quarterback to do is lead that 2-minute offense, you know, when you're not really huddling all the time.
Well, just like I said, him doing his job, and then everybody else doing their job, and, you know, everything should pan out.
Yeah, but I don't know if you got a chance to see the film yet of that touchdown run, but if you did, I wonder if you could critique a little bit. How was Matt at going through with that fake on the snap? I know Tom was always famous for that. How did Matt do with that, selling that?
While looking at the film, it looked like he did, you know, a good job. You know, just about, you know, faking it, and the O-line blocking, and me finding the right hole to run.
Sounds great. Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
We have Sam right here as well. So we'll start with Sam. Thank you, Kevin.
Hello?
Sammy's on the line. Go ahead, guys.
Hello?
Sammy, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Good, good. This is a question that Mike Reese had asked of Kevin Falk, but just curious for your take on it. The 2-minute drive there, I know you weren't necessarily on the field a lot for it, but just watching Matt bring the team down the field like that in the last 2 minutes of the half, how much confidence does that inspire for you guys and Matt to be able to pull off that type of drive and something we've seen Tom do quite a few times?
You know, I think it you know, I think it just kind of reaffirms, you know, the things that we already thought of Matt. You know, he's, like you said, he's had, you know, limited opportunities, you know, in the preseason and, you know, just going through practices. But, you know, like I said, I think we're all, you know, confident in Matt and, you know, we know that he's, you know, got a lot of ability, you know, strong arm, you know, and is accurate as well. So, like I said, I don't think any of us, you know, like I said, I think it just reaffirmed our view of them already.
Sammy, this team has taken different routes over the years in getting the running game done. Obviously, when Corey Dillon was here, obviously he was the horse. Now, right now, you guys seem to be sharing the load a lot. It seems to be effective. How do you feel about your role in that?
Well, I don't mind. Like I said, I think to use that type of backfield effectively, you have to have, you know, the right kind of guys, you know, obviously, you know, to do it, you know, in the sense of, you know, not selfish and, you know, we're putting the team first and we're not focused on stats and this, you know, and that stuff. And, you know, I said, you know, and I think we have that here. You know, I think, you know, just even aside from just the on-field talent that we have in the backfield, I think, I think a lot, maybe isn't, you know, spoken much about, you know, just the character of the guys that we have doing that. You know, we're all, you know, our biggest supporters when the other one's on the field.
Sammy, do you see anybody taking a lead role in that, or does it look like it's going to still be pretty much as situations dictate? The coaching staff seems to be pretty good about figuring out who's needed at what time, I would imagine.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't even think anybody's looking to see, you know, like, well, you know, I don't think it's, you know, kind of plays a factor in you know, the way we approach practice or games. I think the biggest, to find out, you know, whatever the quote-unquote leading role would be is, you know, is for the media guides and programs. You know, I think, you know, once, you know, the game gets there, we let the coaches make that decision. And like I said, and to do that, you have to have, the right character guys and the right mindset of, you know, we're all, you know, looking to make the most of our opportunities, when we get them in the game. And like I said, and putting the team first is our biggest focus.
Sammy, on the blockers up front, did anything stand out to you just in your running? It seemed like when you ran off tackle or, you know, to the tight end there, it seemed like there were some openings. I'm just curious if you sort of went back and assessed your performance, if there was maybe one blocker up there that you felt was pretty consistently opening up good hole for you.
I think, you know, again, collectively, you know, they all play well up front, and I think, you know, you have to include the tight ends and Heath in that as well. You know, like I said, you know, Matt, you know, Light did a great job of, you know, kind of, you know, he's such a powerful and quick guy. So he gets on those blocks pretty quick, and like I said, it makes our reads a lot easier. Then Logan and Billy and inside. And you know, Copeland as well, just really, you know, the times that we have the zones coming through the middle where, you know, like I said, we're getting their blocks quick and able to either keep movement, pushing them back, or at least, you know, keep it on the line to where, like I said, it was, you know, I think they did a good job up front of making our reads easier. And I know a couple times with Nick, on the right side, they would run a stunt, and he would have to make a quick read, and he was able to get his body in position to get the guy out of the way. And like I said, it clears up a lot of reads for us.
And can you expound on the tight ends there in the blocking game?
And that's the thing, you know. I think with Ben and Dave, they've been doing quite a bit of blocking, from a fullback set as well. So I think that really opens it up for us, a sense of. They're blocking, but they're also receiving threats back there. A lot of times, Dave is coming through and making blocks that Heath would usually make, and Ben is doing the same thing. And again, that's not really what the path that they usually take to get a block. But like I said, they've adjusted well, and they're very athletic, and like I said, they're doing a great job with that as well.
Sammy, how much did that early bomb to Moss open things up for the running game for you guys yesterday?
I mean, I think it was huge. You know, I think, you know, I think, you know, whether we hit that pass or not, I think, you know, obviously, you know, any defense has to respect the fact that, you know, that Randy Moss is out there and he's, you know, got blazing speed out there. You know, but to actually, you know, hit it, to actually connect on the pass, you know, it's even more, you know, in their psyche. And, you know, like I said, and you have to honor that. You have to, you know, wait just, even if it's just a second or two longer to make sure that, you know, that it's a run, you know, on the play action or, you know, to make sure that it is a run, you know, before, you know, before the safety starts filling up there pretty quick. And like I said, and then that just gives us more time to, you know, to kind of eat up the yards.
Sammy, when it comes to sort of developing a running attitude, how much does gaining short yardage help? Meaning, like, if you need 1 yard, even though you might run for two, it's a successful run. How much does that sort of help a team have a running attitude?
Well, you know, I think that's situational football. That's, you know, that's one thing that Coach Belichick, Coach Belichick is, you know, is always emphasizing. And, you know, like I said, it's, you know, like it's third and one and you get 2 yards, you know, it's probably not good on the average, but like I said, it keeps the drive going. And, you know, and I think, you know, the short yardage and the goal line, those type of runs are, you know, it's really, you know, close to 90%, you know, attitude and heart. You know, like I said, just to be able to find just a little seam, a little crack, and kind of force your way for the first down and keep the drive going.